Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, You Are the Light of the World. As believers in Christ, we are not actually in the kingdom yet. However, positionally, we are already in the kingdom. Just like positionally, we are already in heaven. Our purpose as kingdom citizens is not only to bring flavor and a preservative quality to the world, but we are also to shine the light of God's truth in how we live. We ourselves are to be the light. Jesus said, Matthew 5:14, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden." Once again, Christ speaks emphatically, saying to his disciples, You are the light of the world. Prophetically, the Old Testament prophet said the Messiah would bring the light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. So which is it? Is Jesus the light of the world, or are we his people? The answer is Jesus is the source light, with a capital L. We are, in effect, his light reflectors. We are light with a small L. In a sense, we are an extension of Christ's ministry. Our purpose as kingdom citizens is not only to bring flavor and a preservative quality to the world, we are also to shine the light of God's truth in how we live. We ourselves are to be the light. Worldly mindedness or secularization is here condemned, but so also is aloofness or isolationism. This is a quote from William Hendrickson. Light makes things clear. It helps people to see. We are the light in that we are the means that God uses to help people see his truth. This is our role. We are the only Bible some people will ever read. D.A. Carson writes, "In the Old Testament, as in the New Testament, light most frequently symbolizes purity as opposed to filth, truth or knowledge as opposed to error or ignorance, and divine revelation and presence as opposed to reprobation and abandonment by God." End of quote. Jesus compares the light of our witness to a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. He intends for our witness to be an obvious and open testimony, and he emphasizes the point, Matthew 5:15. "Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house." The purpose of the lamp is to give off light, not to hide it under a basket. Rather, it is put in a prominent place to give off as much light as possible for all who are in the house. The idea is that we as believers should seek as much exposure as possible for the giving off of our light, not to draw attention to self, but to reflect the truth of who Christ is to the world. The light of our character, attitudes, and actions should be obvious to all around. If we are kingdom citizens, the Beatitudes should shine brightly in our lives. Matthew 5:16. "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." The emphasis here is that our light is seen in the form of good works. That is the outworking of the Beatitudes in our lifestyle. The goal is not to draw attention to self for the sake of self. The motivation here is that God be glorified. This is letting your light shine for God's glory, not your own. William MacDonald writes, quote, "The emphasis is on the ministry of Christian character. The winsomeness of lives in which Christ is seen speaks louder than the persuasion of words." End of quote. Yes, God uses words too. But the real power punch is words that are shared through the prism of a life of integrity, a life of good works that point to God. Words without the good works of light in the life are probably going to fall on deaf ears. Only a life-changing kind of faith really makes an impact. D.L. Moody said, quote, "A holy life will make the deepest impression. Lighthouses blow no horns, they just shine." End of quote. This is the emphasis here in Matthew 5:16. Matthew 5:16 gives the first of 16 references to your Father in the Sermon on the Mount. Clearly, This is directed to disciples who know God as their Father. Many commentators think at this point Jesus shifts gears and goes to a whole new direction in terms of discourse, of this discourse. But I don't think so. I think there is a contextual continuity in view here. Repentance is required to enter the kingdom, 4:17. What repentance looks like in the life, the Beatitudes, 5:1-12. The influence of living out kingdom ethics, 5:13-16. And then the basis of kingdom ethics, righteousness, 5:17-20. The controlling subject in this whole context is the kingdom of heaven. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.